USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
I need the great people of Mississippi to send a message to crying Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, the radical Democrats, by electing Cindy.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Biloxi, Mississippi, at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum, as he campaigns for the Republican Senate candidate there, Cindy Hyde-Smith, who is in a runoff election with Democrat Mike Espy.
And you see people coming up by the thousands, and frankly, if we didn't show them strength at a strong border, and nobody's shown a stronger border, if we didn't do that, you would have hundreds of thousands of people pouring into our country.
And turning now to news out of California, where the number of people killed in the wildfires rises to 88. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Here's the bottom line. Nobody's coming into our country unless they come in legally.
That's President Trump addressing the situation at the border, a chaotic scene as thousands of people arrive in Tijuana, Mexico. Members of the caravan met with tear gas when they rushed the border. Dozens arrested trying to cross the border illegally.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what. Obama had a separation policy. We all had the same policy. I tried to do it differently, but Obama had a separation policy, but people don't like to talk about that.
We ask for patience.
To Hoover, Alabama, where the mayor, Frank Brocato, speaking out about a Thanksgiving shooting at the Galleria Mall as police mistakenly kill the wrong suspect.
There is a tremendous interest in seeing video from body cameras and other sources. All video evidence was immediately transferred to outside agencies that were investigating this.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Well, it's a story that's literally out of this world. After 6 months, NASA's InSight spacecraft lands on the red planet Mars. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
NASA has landed the spacecraft InSight on Mars with a heavy load of work ahead, according to project scientist Don Lincoln.
One is to test the wobble of Mars's rotation to find out something about the core of the Mars. Another one will be to deploy a very sensitive seismograph to look for Mars quakes and when meteors hit Mars to find out more about its interior. And finally, and perhaps the most exciting, is to drill down 16 feet underground to actually take the temperature of the planet.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
An online dictionary announcing its choice for Word of the Year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Dictionary.com's Word of the Year has just been announced, and it is misinformation. And it comes a few weeks after the Oxford Dictionaries chose toxic as its Word of the Year. A linguist in residence at Dictionary.com said in a recent interview that the site's choice of misinformation over disinformation as Word of the Year was deliberate, intended to serve as a call to action to be vigilant in the battle against fake news. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.